The story is set in the pre-independence era, probably 1944-45. In those days, many people, Indian as well as European, kept parrots as pets, mostly parakeets and lovebirds. They were popular because they could mimic the human voice. In the story, the author's grandparents don't like to have birds as pets because they have to be kept in cage. But Aunt Ruby, that is the author's aunt, buys a parakeet from a bird catcher and keeps it in a cage. From the beginning, the parrot does not like her. She tries very hard to teach it to talk, but it refuses to do. One day, when she puts her face close to the cage, the parrot knocks off her spectacles. Aunt Ruby doesn't like that at all, and after that starts saying unkind words to her pet and even make faces to it. This story continues, giving the expression about Aunt Ruby's nature. She has a strong will, gets angry quickly, and has no patience. When her pet doesn't respond to her, she is mean and unpleasant to it. Children can be observant and sensitive. After Aunt Ruby becomes hostile towards her pet, her 10-year-old nephew, that is the author, feeds the parrot. A tender relationship develops between the parrot and the boy. He feeds the parrot not just things that the parrot likes, but also things that he himself likes, such as slices of mango. The boy empathizes with the parrot. He understands how the parrot feels. When no one is around, he leaves the cage door open. Do you think this was the correct thing to do? Did he make the right decision? If his aunt had seen him, what could have happened? Once again, Aunt Robbie's immature behavior. She wants to get another bird that she can teach to talk. After some days, the parrot returns. When it sees Aunt Ruby, the parrot says the same unkind words to her that she used to say to it. Aunt Ruby gets what she deserves. The story goes further, and that shows that one should be careful about what one says, even to one's own pet.